Back in studio, TNS Jansa van Rensburg of bandwithblog.co.za for your Tech Talk Tuesday with a bit of an update on self-driving cars. We haven't spoken about it in a while, TNS.
It's been a while.
So, but big news from, do we say it, Google. Could have probably guessed. What's Google doing?
Yeah, so they bought a company called Waymo several years ago, and they were focusing on self-driving technology. Google bought them over, gave them more resource, and they've been testing for years and years now in different cities around the world, and they finally now have a license to operate fully driverless self-driving taxis in two cities in the United States, starting in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, wow.
So okay. It's a great step in the right direction.
In the desert.
There's fewer people, less rain and things that can make the trips go wrong. So it's they have been testing there for several years. They did have some incidents several years ago as well, but now the technology, they say, is 100% ready. They've been given that license, and they're going to start operating fully driverless, fully autonomous driving taxis within the next month.
Look, that's a big step, for something like this, because I know we've all seen it. You know, there's the reports of, driverless car crashes into a pole or nearly runs over pedestrian. You know, we've seen the headlines, but to have a 100% fully legal license to operate driverless cars, I mean, that's some sort of an achievement.
Definitely. And it's taken a lot longer than we thought it would, but it's good, right? It's all about the safety. And what's interesting is they've now added additional technology to these cars that actually track the weather in a live environment. So obviously, Google is a data company, right? And they use this data to make better predictions around the routes that these vehicles should take. But also, they push that data back to local weather stations and say, look, what you're saying is not exactly what's happening on the ground. Our cars are here and here and here. This is what's happening. So they're kind of, full circle, putting all of this data together to make this this technology as safe as possible. And if it works there, and I'm pretty sure it will, from how confident everybody is sounding, and obviously getting a license means there's been a lot of testing and a lot of scrutiny. So hopefully within the next couple of years, it'll start rolling out in other parts of the US first, I assume, and then around the world.
So does this mean that the owner of a driverless car doesn't need a license?
That is a good question. So you won't be able to buy a driverless car yet.
Yeah.
So it'll obviously be owned
by
the
company. I'm thinking forward here.
But in 10 years' time, that is a good question.
I wonder, you will obviously be in your garage, right? You'll get into the car, possibly in the back because you want to be chauffeured by your car. And then you'll enter or you'll speak and say, hey, car, hello, Waymo. You're going to name him, whatever. I want to go here and here and here. And that's pretty much it. And then it goes, right? That's pretty much the idea.
That's the idea. The practicalities might be a little bit more difficult. You know, obviously, sometimes it needs driver input. Sometimes the road markings aren't going to be as good as it should be. Sometimes you probably need to park it yourself, whatever the case might be. So let's see. I mean, again, legislation is way behind the technology, as always. So let's see what happens in 10 years.
Yeah, no, look, I get it. But maybe, at that time, it'll be so smart where, if you've got a particularly difficult driveway to navigate, you're going to drive it once. It's going to map it out with its cameras and fancy features. And you have to only do it once. And the same for maybe unknown areas.
That's the idea.
If you're going to go off-road tracking, by instance.
Yeah, definitely. Let's hope we get there soon.
So when did we say they're going to start?
In December. They're going to start in Arizona. They're winter, but it's still in the desert. We'll obviously be following it closely, and hopefully they operate safely and it's all going to go well and it'll be rolled out elsewhere.
Exciting stuff, TNS. Thank you very much for the chat. Kijk nou net. Driverless cars. Wie sou nou kon dink? This is your Tech Talk Tuesday. You're up Smart FM.